ओम शांति।
All desh videsh
who are
may bete
sitting here in front, or those who are in this land and in other lands, wherever they are,
all
the children everywhere. Celebrating their celebrating the birthday of the father, with great joy and happiness. And are exchanging greetings, congratulations, and are exchanging multi-million times greetings and congratulations. And here you are sitting face to face. And they are watching with the help of the facilities of signs and greeting the father from the heart.
Aap sabhi jo bhi yah,
all of you who have come here, have come here to celebrate the father's birthday, is it not? Or have you come also to celebrate your birthday? Or have you come to celebrate your birthday too? Because this birthday is a very unique birthday. Why is it unique?
Baap aur bachon ki saath saath.
Because it is the birthday of the father and the children together. At no other time in the whole Kalpa, this type of birthday is celebrated. You may go around on a tour of the whole Kalpa. You will not find this type of unique birthday. So, Bap Dada is asking all the children, have you come to greet the father, or have you come to accept the greetings from the father? Bap Dada doesn't do anything alone. Because he took birth and created the yajna, and Brahmins are needed in a yajna. So your birthday also took place along with the father's birthday. So your birth took place along with the father's birth. The memorial of this is Shivratri. At that time, during Shivratri, along with the worship of Shiva, the saligrams are also worshipped. They worship many saligrams. Therefore, this birthday is a wonderful birthday. Therefore, this birthday is called worth diamonds. This birthday is called worth diamonds birthday. So, Bap Dada congratulates his companion children multi-million times. Bye. Embracing them all together in the garland of his arms and congratulating them multi-million times. This too is a sign of the deep love between the father and the children. Bap Dada has made a promise to the children that we will stay together and we will return together. So say, say, all the children also have made this promise to the father, is it not? That at the confluence age we are together. And you have to stay together. And do world service also together. You have to stay together and fly also together. Fly back also together. So say, you also have made a promise, haven't you? That we will stay together and we will go together. And come with Brahma Father and rule over the world. You have made this promise, haven't you? It's a firm promise, is it not? This is the speciality of this Shiv Jayanti. Bap Dada observed since Amrit Vela that children from different places are greeting and congratulating, are sending greetings and congratulations. Baba noticed this from Amrit Vela, how children everywhere in different places are sending greetings and congratulations. And you are receiving as well as giving greetings and congratulations face to face. To give and to receive, both are together.
Bhagwan K.
How fortunate the children of God are. That you are celebrating the birthday face to face, the faces of all of you. The faces of all of you are so happy. They are seen so happy and flying. On one hand, Baba is looking at the fortune of the children, and on the other hand, he is also looking at the bhagats, the devotees. On one side, he is looking at the children, and on the other side, he is also looking at the devotees. So the devotees are still calling out, they are saying, come, come. And you are celebrating together. Bap Dada observed that the experience of the devotees is also no less. Whatever you are doing in a practical way, that they are celebrating the memorial of that in such a good way. You have taken a vow and they have celebrated the memorial of that vow. They observe a fast for one day or for part of the day. And what fast have you observed? you have taken a fast, that is, you have made a vow in front of the Father. The word vrat in Hindi means fast as well as pledge or promise. Vow can mean all these different words. So Baba is asking, what vow have you taken? The vow you have taken is, Baba, this whole Brahman life of ours, in this whole Brahman life of ours, we will keep up to this promise. What promise have you given to Baba? What fast have you observed? It is the fast of purity, the vow or promise or pledge of purity. You make this promise for one birth, one life now, but the pledge or vow you take of one birth of purity now, that will last for 21 births. They, that is the devotees, they keep a fast only for one day, they observe a fast only for one day by not eating anything. But you take a vow for one whole life. They stay awake at night, but you have awakened and come into enlightenment. You have come out of the night, and this enlightenment will also last for 21 births. You stay awake in the whole world in such a way that the whole world becomes, the whole world gets awakened and enlightened, and no darkness of ignorance will remain in the whole world. So, say, you have brought the whole world into light, that is, taken it out from darkness and brought into light, haven't you? This is the unlimited vow. You like it, don't you? Hope you don't find it laborious to keep up to this promise. Is it easy or is it difficult to keep up to this promise? Is it easy? Those who think it's easy, raise your hand. Raise your hand if you think it's easy to keep up to this promise of purity. Sometimes it's difficult, is it? Is it not difficult sometimes? Do you feel it difficult sometimes? No? You don't find it difficult because you know that purity is our birthright. This is why purity is not merely celibacy. Purity is not celibacy alone. Purity means in thoughts, words, actions, relationships, contacts, in all these to maintain purity. To observe purity in thoughts, words, actions, relationships and contacts. You are the ones who have imbibed this sanskar of purity easily. You have made the promise of purity, but now, according to the present time, Bap Dada is keeping on giving you the warning of the time. Just as you have kept the courage and have imbibed this vow of purity with courage. Similarly, the other ghost, anger, that also needs to be paid attention to. So today Bap Dada is asking, have you taken the vow of conquering only one ghost? Yeah, you changed your attitude and took the vow of conquering one ghost, but what about the other ghost, anger? have you also
made
a promise to conquer this coast also, or do you think this is number two and therefore you are free to allow that ghost to come? This ghost of anger is connected to all. Therefore, on this day, whenever you celebrate the birthday, you also exchange gifts. So today Bap Dada wishes that just as you kept the courage and with Baba's help, majority of you have conquered the first vice and are moving forward. Having conquered the first vice, similarly, can anger also be conquered? Can anger also be conquered? Because any ghost definitely harasses, and the ghost of anger is when you come in contact or relationships with others. When anger comes in your mind, at that time, you become helpless in anger. You become helpless in anger. So, you have come to celebrate the father's birthday, haven't you? Therefore, today, Bap Dada today, Bap Dada is today Bap Dada wants to take this gift from all of you, whether of this land or of foreign lands. Baba wants to take this gift from all of you. Can it be possible? Can it be possible? Those who think that you can give this gift of anger to Baba, you to give up anger even in your mind and give that gift to Baba, not even in your mind or in your dreams, that anger you give to Baba. So those who have that strength to be courageous and the determined thought to give this gift to Baba, those who, and not those who say they will do it later, but because only when you give this gift to Baba, then you will be able to receive the gift from Baba. If you have conquered anger, then so if you have conquered anger, then you will have the courage to even tell this to others. Therefore, who thinks that I will give this, that I'm giving this gift to Baba and taking the gift from Baba, they raise their hand. I was looking around and everyone, seems like everyone is raising their hand. Okay, Baba is watching, okay. They are waving the flag to Baba. Baba is saying, you are waving the flag to Baba. The Kumaris who have come in the Kumaris retreat. Kumaris. Baba, likes it very much when he's seeing how courageous the children are. Everyone is watching the scene, is it not? Take their photo. Raise your hand again, and Baba, and your photo will be taken. Your photo is being taken. Keep your hand raised. Okay, put your hand down.
Yeah.
every day at Amrit Vela when you celebrate a meeting with Baba. At that time, Bap Dada will congratulate you for having that experience of showing courage. Because when wherever you will be, there people will watch you. They will see how you, so many of you, stay together, live in your family, look after your family. You have not left your family, but you are living with your family and have made your home, your family, a pure family. So when people will notice this, then what will happen? All the good wishes which are in you for souls that you want a queue of souls in front of you. This is your good wishes, no? You have these good wishes that Baba's message should be given to all, so there should be a queue of souls in front of you. So those good wishes will be fulfilled, but it will be fulfilled only when you have conquered anger too, because anger is visible. People will realize that you don't talk only about purity, but you really lead that pure life by having conquered lust and anger. So as you want Baba to be revealed, this is the practical proof for them. Through this practical proof from you, people will be attracted and will come towards you automatically. But then, should Baba tell you further? But then, and then Baba stops and says, should Baba tell you further? It is seen that the main reason why anger comes in majority of the children is the main reason for anger to come in the children is because of jealousy. Because of jealousy. And because you see someone's weakness, and with that jealousy and seeing the weakness, that gives rise to the seed of anger. In the form of waste thoughts which come first. Those waste thoughts are the seed. From this seed of waste thoughts, anger erupts. Anger erupts from the seed of waste thoughts. And one word becomes the reason, like a seed, for the anger to come. So if you finish that one word, then everything will become easy. That one word is why. Why this happened? Why he did like this? There is a big Q of this word Q. Q means why. It's a big Q of this word Q or why. And this word, if you write in English, it will be so difficult to make, you know, question mark. Why? So question mark, when you put it, so difficult to write. You know, even the word Q is so difficult to write. You write A, it's so easy to write. So today, Bap Dada wishes from all of you to finish this Q of Q, the Q of Y. Then your wish, your hopes or wishes which you want to be fulfilled, that Baba should be revealed soon, that will materialize, it will take place. Then you also want that Baba's flag should hoist in everyone's heart and a song be sung by all in their heart that our Baba has come. Sweet Baba has come. This is what you wish, don't you? That everyone should sing from their heart in this way. That is, you want the flag of revelation to fly in everyone's heart as soon as possible, as quickly as possible. But for that, you have to finish why, what, how will it happen, this, you know, ge, you know, all the way, this, the Hindi we say is like how, why, what this is ge, ke, the language of ka, kesa, kon, kab, all these questions have to finish, don't have to say ke, ka, kya, kyun, kon, kaan, kaise, this in Hindi. You have to finish this language of ka. At the beginning when Baba opened, school, a boarding school for little children at the beginning, at that time in Pakistan, in Hyderabad, Sindh, Baba was referring to that. At that time, Jagadamba, mama, mother, she used to tell the children, don't speak the language of ke 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 ka ka ka. Who says ka 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 all the time? Who says ka 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 all the time? Ke ke ke. It's a crow, no? So Baba's not saying the word, but a crow says ka 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 ka. So it's not good. That language is not light. Therefore, do not make a queue of questions. Kya, kyo, kon. So don't make a queue of questions. You can say yes, please. Very good. Okay. We will meet together and do it. We will fly together. Say like that. Say positive things. Can this be possible? Can you change your language? Don't say why this, why that, why. Finish why. Then the cue will come in front of you. You know, on Shivratri day, akka flowers are very bitter, ugly looking, and very good looking flowers. They are offered to Shiva. So on this day, Shiv Baba's birthday is celebrated, and these akka flowers are showered upon Shiva. So Baba wants the akka flower of why, when, what, on Baba. Baba wants that from the children. Surrender that to Baba. Sacrifice that to Baba. Then you will become like a mirror. You like it? You like this, don't you? You like it, no? Now, the next festival is Holi. So, on Holi day, Baba will come. Baba is coming on 27th of February. 28th is Holi. So Baba says Baba will come for Holi or on Holi. Then Baba will take the result. Don't get tired. Have faith in the intellect and do it. I have to do it. Have that faith. I will do it. And you also raised your hand, didn't you? To raise the hand means, that means you have given it to Baba. You gave it to Baba, didn't you? Raise your hand again. If you say you have given anger to Baba, see, dadis are also watching. Even dadis are raising their hand. You may clap. So, dadis, you are watching everyone. Baba saying, so clap for you. Never lose courage. Never lose courage. Even if you are not able to do fully, it's a little less, then keep on continuing. Don't leave it. Continue doing it. Because Bap Dada You say Bap and Dada combined, they are with you. You don't say they are just with me, but they are combined in me. So they're not just your companions, but they are combined with you. So at such a time, if something happens, don't lose courage, don't lose hope. At that time, think Baba, Bap, Dada are combined in me. So bring Bap, Dada in front of you and then surrender to Baba. Bap, Dada wishes that all the children become number one. And whatever you have given to Baba doesn't belong to you anymore. You raised your hand means you gave it to Baba. So it doesn't belong to you anymore now. It is something which doesn't belong to you now. So it's not yours anymore. But if it comes in your thoughts too, at that time think that you have taken back what you have given. It's considered to be very bad to take back what you have given. Something which you have given away, that you don't take back. It's considered to be very bad to take back what you've already given. So today, all of you, wherever you are, everywhere, also those who are watching in a distant place, you are watching and with great joy and are also making a promise. So, then what will happen if when you fulfill this promise? What will all the centers become? What will Madhuban become? What will Madhuban and all the centers become after having surrendered this coast to Baba? Anger? All the centers will become free of obstacles. They will be blessed with being free of obstacles. You like this, don't you? Nod to Baba if you say you like it. Yes, nod to Baba. Because Bap Dada keeps on telling you that circumstances will erupt in such a way that the reasons for sorrow and peacelessness will come up or erupt in such a way that you will feel pity for souls at that time. Because you are their ancestors. You are the worship-worthy ones and you are also their ancestors. An ancestor cannot bear to see the sorrow or disturbance of his His creation. Because if there is love for someone, then that one's sorrow cannot be bared. Therefore, Bap Dada thinks that instead of allowing time to transform you, you reap the fruit, you experience the fruit of your efforts right now. Because time is not your teacher. It's not that time is meant to teach you. Time is not your teacher. So Baba means to say, Baba is your teacher and he's teaching you well in advance, beforehand. So you don't have to wait for time to teach you. So Baba is saying, on holy day you give your result. Baba doesn't want you to write long letters. Also, there's no time to read long letters. Bap Dada has told you earlier as well that you get a blessing card, don't you? How small is a blessing card? It's small, is it not? So you send it in the form of that little card, like the blessing card size, and write OK on it. Suppose something happens whilst you are making effort, then write OK and then cross that OK. That means it's not OK. It's easy, is it not? You don't have to waste a long piece of paper or long papers, no. Just a small slip, put OK, and if it's not OK, write OK and then cross that, cut it, that is not OK. Then if it's a lot not okay, then you can strike it 2 times, 3 times on okay. Once, twice, thrice if it is less and less okay. And then those in Madhuban, they give in Madhuban, and then all together send it to Baba, give it to Baba, and then centers you give to your teacher, and then the teacher sends. The teacher sends to Baba, then Baba will get the teacher will get the result of the students in the class. Then also Baba will see who goes number one in this. Baba will give you multi-million times the gift of love from the heart. Okay, double foreigners, raise your hand. All double foreigners, raise your hand. About 600, over 600-700 are here. Double foreigners. You will take the first number, won't you?
Yeah, we met here.
You're sitting here also. So on the sides, in front, double foreigners are sitting. Baba is saying, Baba will see whether those from foreign countries, they take the number, or those from Bharat take the number in the front, number ahead. Who takes the number ahead, Baba will see. Bhaktada doesn't see you as those who are stars of hope, but you are the ones who are going to fulfill Bhaktada's hope. Not that you might fulfill, but you are the ones who will fulfill Bhaktada's hope. You are the lamps of hope in this way. What will Madhuban do? Those of Madhuban, raise your hand. Those of Madhuban, wherever, whether Pandavabhavan, Gyan Sarovar, Shantivan, and raise your hand high, wave in front of Baba, all those of Madhuban, whether Pandavabhavan, Gyan Sarovar, Shantivan, wherever. Madhuban should take number ahead, shouldn't it? Madhuban should take number ahead, shouldn't it? Because everyone copies those of Madhuban very quickly. Okay, all the first timers, they stand up, all the first timers, all the first timers stand up. There are many. To all those who come for the first time, Bhaktada is giving them a chance to go fast and come first. You are good, you are courageous. And the Father is combined with you. So with the power of being combined, you can do whatever you wish to do. Even if something comes, give it to Baba. You don't use it. Just as, you know, little children, you have seen little children, haven't you? If there's something, they don't like it, then what do? They say, Mommy, Papa, take it. They don't like it. I don't want it, they'll say. So Baba is your helper and he will always remain that. So to all those who have come for the first time, multi-million times, congratulations for coming for the first time. Your claps are being heard and also seen everywhere in Bharat as well as in all the countries. It's a wonder of those of science, is it not? Bap Dada, congratulates those who scientists who have invented these gadgets, these facilities, when you really need them, more and more new gadgets are being invented. Bap Dada feels pity on the devotees too. They labor so much. You stay in love and they do the labor. You don't labor, you stay in love. Okay, you may sit down. Use the mantra of Om Shanti as your weapon. Use the mantra of Om Shanti as a weapon. The one who has a weapon considers himself to be very courageous. Just as those of the military, they have courage. Okay. To all the children everywhere who are always in a combined form, who are watching as well as listening, also those who are not able to or are not watching at this time, but they will then listen to the Murli. So to everyone everywhere, the loving, cooperative, sweet, sweet, lovely, lovely children, Bap Dada congratulates you multi, multi million times, greets you too. And along with that, and also making you create that determined thought of raising the flag of revolution soon. Do not wait for time. Do not allow time to become your teacher. As Baba is your father, teacher and Sadguru, whatever your mother Jagatamba did, she took the number ahead with two words. Whatever Baba said, she did it. So saying and doing, these two words made her take number one. She did such intense effort and took a number ahead. You too believe, don't you? Believe this, so you have to follow Mother Jagatamba. Do what Baba says. So your Baba say and you're doing. This is following Mother Jagatamba. Vyat Pyar, love and remembrance to all, and blessings from the heart. Accept the deep blessings from the heart. Along with that, Baba is seeing all of you as the masters and he is saluting the masters too.
Baba seva ka tan Gopal zone ka hai. Sabhi Gopal wale
uthe. All those of Bhopal zone to stand up. It is their turn of seva service. Bhopal zone. Very good. Your name is Bhopal Zon. Bhopal. Bhopal. Bhu means land. Bhu means land. So you are this, you have become stars of the land and are making the souls fly. You are not the ones who are making them move, but you are making them fly. The easiest thing is to fly and make others fly. So those of Bhopal, they fly themselves and make others fly too. Is it like that? Is it like that? Or are you trying to do that? You are that, aren't you? And you will remain that. Bap Dada has deep love for every zone. Bap Dada has told you before that which zone will become number one? That zone will become number one in which there are more air souls in that zone. So in whichever zone there are more air souls, that zone will become number one zone. Ordinary ones will keep coming. But the zone in which there are air souls, and that has been verified. It's not that you make a list on your own, but then that list has to be verified whether they are really air souls or not. So in whichever zone there are more air souls, that zone will be given the number by Baba. Now everyone is doing the program too. Even now the programs are going on. Bap Dada keeps receiving all the news. Because the air quality souls will become sovereigns in their kingdom. And once the kings are ready all together. Once those kings are ready all together, then it will not take long for your kingdom to come. So, will Bhopal take a number ahead? The one who is an heir himself will give the course with force and make others also heirs quickly. Now the course given should not be an ordinary course, but it should be the course with force. When Bap Dada had started this yagya in Sindh, in Sindhi at that time they used to say chat pat kulfi ek paisa, that means kulfi, you know, ice cream in one paisa. In one paisa, there were 4 paisa in one anna and 16 annas in a rupee. So in one paisa ice cream. So similarly, that means that is how the Brahma Kumaris used to get visions. Anyone who would come to the Brahma Kumaris would get visions so quickly, so cheap it was. Similarly now too, everything will happen so quickly. You just have to make a determined thought, that's all. You don't have to make people walk now, but you have to make them fly. Bhopal has taken the chance, that is very good. Now you have to take the number ahead also. Okay, you may sit down. Okay. Bap Dada has told every zone that you have to create heirs and powerful mics. Powerful mic means someone who speaks and others are influenced, impressed, and they come immediately to Baba. The one who is able to satisfy other souls quickly. All the zones send the list of mics and airs, air quality souls. Today Bap Dada saw that those of Delhi have sent the list. Baba is congratulating those of Delhi who have sent the list.
Those
when Baba will give the result, when all the zones sent the list, you should write how many heirs are ready. And Baba will check. It's not that you send the list and Baba will accept that list. No, Baba will get it checked in an incognito way. You got greetings and congratulations at the beginning of the Murli, and now also Bap Dada is taking everyone's name in the heart and giving multi-million times greetings and congratulations to every one of you. The picture of all the children is immersed in front of Bap Dada in the subtle region. Bap Dada celebrated the birthday of the children and the children celebrated the birthday of Bap Dada. So both congratulating each other. Okay, what is to be done now? You know, with lovely flowers and everything. So Baba is liking it. Today we will celebrate Bap Dada's birthday. And Bap Dada will hoist the flag, Baba will do candle lighting and also cake cutting.